If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Bill, this is an opportunity for both of us to identify an Afghan policy that makes sense given the threat of transnational attacks and or, which you'd have to say generously, disappointed Afghan extremists, such as the attack in Munich. We don't know about Mannheim yet. What would you recommend to the new administration, Bill, that works in Afghanistan?
Well, first, we have to keep in mind that a lot of people that made it from Afghanistan to the West, to the United States, and to Europe were unvetted. That was a chaotic process, and I think that's what caused a lot of these extremists to get through that have been carrying out attacks like the one in Munich 2 weeks ago. As far as policy towards Afghanistan, the only thing that I've seen the Trump administration doing was shutting down letting Afghan special immigration visas and others, you know, other people who are threatened. That program's been put on hold. It's caused quite an uproar amongst the, you know, people who served in Afghanistan that try and get people that help the U.S. cause there out who are under threat from the Taliban. But I do understand the impulse of the administration to do this, given what we're witnessing in Europe. It does need to be cleaned up. I would hope that it would be the process would be streamlined and vetted, better vetted to ensure those entering the United States aren't going to be a threat here. So as far as what should the administration do, it needs to recognize that the Taliban is not a counterterrorism partner. This is what the Biden administration did for years. President Biden himself claimed that the Taliban destroyed Al-Qaeda. That the Taliban basically was doing our bidding, denied that Al-Qaeda was running training camps, even though the United Nations was reporting this. The administration should just work to every avenue to isolate the Taliban, to ensure that zero American or dollars go to the Taliban, designate Taliban leaders, designate the Taliban as a terrorist organization, a foreign terrorist organization. Keep in mind, only the Haqqani network, a part of the Taliban, is listed as a foreign terrorist organization. Stop Taliban leaders from traveling by refusing to allow the UN to issue special waivers. And start striking these Al-Qaeda camps. They're active in 13 provinces now. And there's many of these are known locations. Start hitting them. Start making, Al-Qaeda has a safe haven in Afghanistan. Safe haven is the lifeblood of terrorist organizations. It allows them to regroup, to recruit, train, indoctrinate, and as well as plot attacks against the West. This is how we got 9/11. This is how Hamas was able to launch its attack on October 7th against Israel, because Gaza was a safe haven for terrorist organizations. I'm not going to advocate the U.S. reinvade Afghanistan because there's
30 seconds, Bill. 30 seconds.
There's no political will, and I don't advocate things that are impossible. But what is possible is striking at Al Qaeda and take out Siraj Haqqani and other senior Taliban leaders who are closely aligned with Al Qaeda. Make them pay a price.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Syria and Afghanistan, they're not going to change until.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.